relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Did you see what happened today as the president was on his way to the border to show the world those gleaming 456 miles of new border wall? MSNBC was covering his statements at Andrews Air Force Base, and they handled it in a typical fake news fashion. I wonder if fake news is going to get people banned. Because you can't talk about hydroxychloroquine, right? You can't question the results of the election. What's going to be the next verboten list? The next word you can't mention. Let's play video cut three.
What is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility?
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. You look at what other people have said, politicians at a high level, about the riots during the summer, the horrible riots in Portland and Seattle and various other places.
We are coming out of this now because the president has started to, as he occasionally does, often does, veer away from the truth.
Is that your job? What's her name? Hallie Jackson. So your job is to what? Censor the president like Twitter? You decide what the American people should hear from the person elected to be the chief executive? I think that's what they do in North Korea, isn't it? When the media decides what you are allowed and not allowed to hear? And why is it? Just one little question. Why is it, friends, that the man they are trying to impeach in the last 8 days of his presidency, when they say he incited violence last Wednesday, I was there, right in front of him. Why aren't they playing any video of him inciting violence? Surely if they had it, wouldn't it be on a loop at MSNBC, at CNN, at ABC? Here he is, inciting violence. But they're not showing it. In fact, when he's talking about it, they're cutting away live from the president because they have nothing. Let's just play you what he actually said. This is video cut one. This is from the president's speech on Wednesday at the Ellipse to hundreds of thousands of Americans. This is what he said about what they should do that day. Video cut one.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
To peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Strange. That's not the video cut that is incessantly being played by the likes of Don Lemon or little Brian Stelter. What's that other guy? I always have a block. Anderson Cooper. Why aren't they playing that video? Because it destroys their narrative. But it's not just their narrative. There's a crazy narrative on our side. And please help me. Can I just enlist you to help me stop the crazy talk? Because you're hurting the president. You're hurting America. And you're hurting the conservative movement. Every bloody day, I get home from the studio, and I've got DMs, texts, emails. It's happening. He's signed the Insurrection Act. There will be a second term. On what planet? Venus? Listen to what the president said after the violence erupted. It's not a classic concession speech, but in this video that Zuckerberg deleted, he says, it's finished. This is video cut 14. Let's inject some reality into our movement. Play cut.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Congress has certified the results. We don't like it, but they've done it. There will be a new administration. Guys, that's not code for me staying in office. New administration. If somebody's telling you that, throw it back in their faces. Give them the quote. And he says, a peaceful transition. You can't transit. I don't care what Mike Pompeo said. If the same administration is in power at 11:59 on January the 20th, that is in power at 12 o'clock on January the 20th, the day of the inauguration, there is no transit. What are you transiting? Nobody's moving. No files are moving. Nobody's leaving a building. Nobody's getting a new pass into the West Wing like I did when I walked into the White House the day after the inauguration, after the Obama employees had left the building. That's a transition. They hand in their passes. I pick up my pass. I pick my office. I move in. So help me, please. Because every single person, and I know so many, many individuals are driven by good intent. They don't want the incredible last 4 years to end. The prosperity, the freedom, just the commitment to America and the forgotten men and women. We want more of that. We'd love 100 years of that. President after president who loves the Constitution, whoever they are. Great, we'd love it. But that's not an excuse to propagate lies and propaganda. The Italy thing, it's a lie. The Green Berets stole Nancy's laptop. It's a lie. And there's a couple of reasons why it's propagating. Beyond the, I so want it to be true. Which is kind of understandable, a little kind of crazy. It also is being propagated by people who don't want you to focus on what's really going on. Who don't want you to get engaged. Who don't want you to look at what the Democrats are actually doing. So it's a distraction, yeah? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get involved politically. You don't have to focus on what's really going because there's some secret unit in Italy that's bringing the evidence here. Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Relax. The boss has got it. It's really devious. Truly pernicious. It's meant to demobilize you, to disincentivize you. So number one, wishful thinking. Devious malintent to distract you and get you disengaged from what's really going on. And then lastly, the most obvious. It's like somebody sent me that 50-minute long rant by that woman who said, it's okay, it's okay. We got it. We got the affidavits. Italian court. It's fine. We know it's the Italian spy satellite stole the election. And I found 20 minutes and I thought, am I so crazy that I'm listening to this? But if you care about the truth, this is what you do. you analyze evidence and you jettison the junk and you keep what's good. It's what the Bible tells us. You separate the wheat from the chaff. So I kept listening. Okay, honestly, I skipped to the end. I listened for 25 minutes, I skipped to the end. And what happened at the end? That's when the light bulb goes off. When the woman who's been spitting this crazy garbage says, "Oh, and you can donate to us here." It's a grift. It's a con. It's just a way to separate you from your money. But at the end of the day, I don't care about the individual reasons, whether it's just a con, whether it's meant to distract you, whether it's just wishful thinking. I don't care what the motivation is. Anyone who propagates it, who sends it, who shares it, who believes in it, is hurting all of us. And you know the first person you're hurting is the president. Because he's already said, it's done. I'm over. We're transitioning peacefully. Don't hurt him. He's done enough for you. So cut it out. Anyone who's spreading the lies. Don't. If you love this country, if you really believe in making America great again, stop with the propaganda and the conspiracy theories. Because you're hurting not only yourself, you're hurting all of us, and you're hurting the president. So don't do it. Thank you. This is America First.
You know, they're suggesting impeaching a president over a speech that many of us call reckless. But it's a type of vicarious impeachment in the sense that he doesn't call for violence in the speech. He, in fact, tells his followers to be peaceful. He says the reason they should go to the Capitol is to support members who are challenging the election and to encourage other members to join them. So the speech itself would not meet any definition as a criminal matter of incitement.
That's Jonathan Turley, law professor, not exactly a MAGA Trump fan. In fact, I do believe he's a Democrat. He was one of the witnesses in the last impeachment stating there are no grounds to impeach the president. What are you going to impeach him for? Let's ask somebody who was right there. He's an eyewitness to history. Our good friend, the Baron Boris Epstein. Where were you last Wednesday?
I was next to you, my friend.
Front row.
I was
front row seats.
There we were at the peaceful speech
of the president
and rally of the president, where he specifically said, peacefully and patriotically, have your voices be heard.
Yeah, we've played the audio multiple times today. We played it yesterday. The president at his rally at the Ellipse, where we were right there, feet away from the president, said, we are going to march to the Congress peacefully and patriotically to support the Republican congressmen and senators in their duty. That's what the president called for. Now, you're a lawyer. You've been advising the president. You've been on the legal team. Give us your professional take on the second attempted impeachment of President Trump.
It's a joke. That's my professional take. It is a joke. This article is a joke. They know it's a joke because first they're trying to pass this resolution today about the 25th Amendment, which, by the way, the vice president has come out and said that there's no way he's invoking the 25th Amendment. Nancy Pelosi,
which is designed for physical and mental incapacity.
Incapacity. The okay. President is in Texas today at the wall.
Right?
Right.
If he has a stroke, 25th Amendment. If he's shot, 25th Amendment. Not if you disagree with him.
Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are trying to stage a coup. That's what this is. It's an attempted coup.
Because but what's the point of doing this now, 8 days? Let me run this theory past you. So this is something that was pitched to me yesterday. They know that they've only got 50-50 in the Senate. which means they can't come in their guns blazing with their most radical policies and pass them.
Okay.
Therefore, this is the shiny object distraction that they're throwing to the crazy base. What do you think of that?
Well, there's definitely some of that, but there's also crazy base in Congress.
Right.
There's crazy base
right.
in Congress.
Right.
And they are just still so triggered by the president.
Yes.
That they can't help themselves.
They can't help themselves.
And this is a terrible political move. Joe Manchin came and said, from West Virginia, who's going to be the deciding vote now pretty much on everything, said this is an ill-advised move.
Right.
Because it makes no sense. You're right. Now, there's as of tomorrow at noon, there will be a week left in the Trump presidency. And that's what they want to do? For all the talk of unity and we're one America, peace, but let's impeach and then try to rush through a trial, which is what they're talking about, to remove the president when he's leaving in a week. And here's the other part that is so just despicable from the left. So despicable. They talk about process. They talk about transparency. They don't even want to go to committee on this impeachment article
right.
because they don't want to have an actual argument.
How can they even do that?
Nancy Pelosi.
They're playing fast and loose, right?
Totally. She's playing fast and loose with the rules. She is installed herself as the dictator of the House.
Right.
And now she's just doing whatever she wants.
What about this argument that they're doing this? This is in the USA Today, a truly stunning article, where they said they're doing this so the president can be stripped of his protection and his pension, and so can the first lady. I mean, that's frightening, isn't it? That he's removed from office so that he gets no Secret Service detail for the rest of his life, no state pension, and his wife doesn't get anything either.
If that is true, that only underscores the deep-seated anger and, honestly, craziness of the left. It just, that is something, you have to be deranged to want to put a former president in danger.
Yeah, but that's what Kurt Bardella wrote in USA Today. He wrote today. That's why we should do it. So he becomes just nobody with no protection.
Well, first of all, Donald Trump's always going to be okay.
Yeah, he'll be safe.
He'll be safe. Donald Trump
may not be the Secret Service, but he'll be safe.
He'll be safe,
right.
Okay? And there's 75 million Americans who will do everything in their power peacefully
to protect right.
President Trump, because he is the leader of the MAGA movement.
He is.
He speaks for the people who haven't been heard, for the people who've been shut down and shut out.
The forgotten men and women.
That's
he said it.
That's who the president is. And no matter how much the left is going to try to erase him with this disgusting banning from Twitter and social media, the president is not going anywhere. His voice isn't going anywhere.
Okay. 3 minutes left with you. We've recorded the 46th episode of the Battle for 1600 podcast with my co-host, Boris. You've got to check it out. But give them a little tease of that longer discussion we had today. What are the future possibilities? What do you see for the MAGA movement in the short, medium term?
Well, look at the numbers. In 2016, President Trump received 63 million votes. In 2020, President Trump received 74 million votes. Joe Biden apparently received 80 million. Okay,
the guy who had, no comment.
The guy who had six people at his rallies in a bunch of circles.
Right, right. Got more votes than Barack Obama.
Got more votes than Barack Obama. And eighty million votes. Yeah, okay. If you believe that, I've got. There's a nice bridge right here. It's called the Key Bridge. Would you like to own it? Because I'll sell it to you.
I thought you had a couple in Connecticut.
So President Trump got 11 more million votes this time around last time. The MAGA movement is only growing.
Right.
And all of this overreach, all of this overstep by the left, by their cohorts in mainstream media, by their cohorts in big tech, and, of course, by their deranged leadership, is only going to grow this movement. Because the Trump movement is about success, it's about opportunity, it's about safety.
Freedom,
strength, America being first. The promise of America is what the Trump MAGA movement is all about. And that movement is only going one way.
So
that's up.
So message for those in the last 60 seconds from the Baron, those who are depressed.
Stay optimistic. Stay strong. Stay in the fight. Remember, that it is up to us as Americans to ensure that the tenets of the MAGA movement continue to be practiced.
Yeah.
And that's what you talked about. It's that security. It's the safety. It's the freedom. Push back against big tech. Have your voices heard. Don't be put down and don't be silenced. Peacefully, patriotically, make your points heard.
Let me just translate that into different words. He may have created the MAGA movement, and I mean President Trump, but it's up to us to keep it going. Every single one of you. So stand loyal to those tenets. And together, we will win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the Refactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
How do you describe yourself? Some people get all wordy in their bios, especially on Twitter. They pack it with all kinds of stuff. Some people just have a word or two. I love our next guest's bio. He says he's a happy warrior, voice of the deplorables, Hispanic, and lastly, born for the storm, Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor for strategy, a good friend of the show. Happy New Year and welcome back, Steve Cortez.
Seb, thank you for having me. I am indeed born for a storm. I, of course, borrowed that phrase from the great Andrew Jackson. He was born for a storm, and so too was our president, President Trump, who has often cited Andrew Jackson, has a statue and a painting of him in the Oval Office, as I'm sure you know. So I'm trying as best I can to emulate those great men and to fight as hard as I can for this great country.
You know, I think it's a character trait. My wife came from a classic East Coast WASP family. When I met her 26 years ago, conflict, any kind of dispute was eschewed. You just don't do that, not polite. She's changed, especially after her 3.5 years in the Trump administration as a political appointee. For me, you know, I love it. I'm alive when I get into a robust discussion, when I have a debate with somebody. And right now, isn't it more important than ever, Steve Cortez?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we need people who relish the scrum, who want to fight for this country. And I think that for too long, before President Trump, before candidate Trump back in 2015, we liked to politely lose, meaning Republicans and a lot of conservatives, unfortunately. If we followed the unfortunate examples of people like Milquetoast Mitt Romney, or John McCain, or Jeb Bush, you know, all of these people taught us to politely lose. President Trump came along and said, no, I'm a scrapper. Here came this real estate developer from Queens, New York, who brought his brash New York attitude to politics. And look at the results. The most, you know, although all of us are aghast that we're going to swear in, unfortunately, an illegal and illegitimate president on January 20th, we can still also, though, rightly celebrate what has been accomplished in these last 4 years. And in my view, Seth, it is the most accomplished presidential term in modern American history. And I think that the data bear that out. And it's in large part because of the pugnacity of this commander in chief, his willingness to fight at times seemingly against all forces, all powerful forces out there in our society. So I thank God for him. I will continue to advocate for him and for his agenda. I would also tell your audience that although these are dark days and this has been a terrible week or 10 days in our republic, I will also say our movement, our America First movement, is young. We still have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of achievements to chase.
No more losing politely like the rhinos have for so many decades. You're absolutely right. Follow this man on Twitter at Cortez Steve. Steve, in the 2 minutes we have left in this segment, we played the audio from the president on his way to the border to show us that 456 miles of border wall. Talk to us about that visit and talk to us about the border region and what how it fared 2 months ago.
You know, Seb, this is, I think, very fitting that the president is going there on a sort of tour of accomplishments of his administration. The fact that he got, as you mentioned, 450-odd miles of border, despite the intransigence, despite the obstruction of the Congress, the courts, is really quite incredible. And you know who really appreciates it the most? Two groups. Number one, Customs and Border Patrol, yes. Which, by the way, those brave people that are guarding the front door of America, that is the most Hispanic agency of the federal government.
It is. And people don't know that. The highest percentage of Hispanics working in a federal agency, CBP.
Yeah, correct. So the narrative that the corporate media wants us to believe that it's a bunch of, you know, sort of white thug policemen abusing brown people, the exact opposite is true. A lot of Latino men and women, brave citizens of this country, are doing dangerous hard work to guard our land. And then the other people that appreciate it, you know, as you mentioned, are the people who live there, who live in the border region. If you go along the border, literally from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Pacific Ocean, if you go county by county, I've done this in a lot of my Chalk Talk videos I put on my Twitter. The president made unbelievable gains versus 2016 in these counties. For example, Zapata County, which is very close to where the president's going today, Zapata County is 86% Hispanic, working class Latino county. The president won Zapata County by 5 percentage points. That is 38% better than he did in 2016. Right next to Zapata, Star County, 96% Hispanic, the most Hispanic county in all of the United States. The president didn't quite win it, but he did improve 55%, Seb. He lost it by 60 percentage points last time. He only lost it by 5 this time.
Incredible.
The gains were simply incredible.
Incredible. These are the facts. Forget Rove's silly whiteboard. Check out Steve's Chalk Talks. We'll be back here on America First with the one and only Steve Cortez, strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign on Twitter, Cortez Steve. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
It's why we're here, guys. Don't get annoyed. Sometimes I'm tough, but it's tough love. Because I don't want you to be fooled. There's a lot of propaganda, misinformation, a lot of liars, grifters, conmen. And we are here to slice through it all because we care about the truth that is objective, that has a capital T, the truth that our founding fathers believed in, and the truth upon which this republic was built. That's why this show, America First, was created. That's why I was invited to have this national platform, and that's what we're doing every single day. And this is our third year. And we're never going to stop as long as you support us. God bless you all. Don't forget, we are in a war now politically for the First Amendment that killed the president's Twitter feed. We're still on Twitter. We're going to think about what we do with Twitter. Parler has been nixed, but we're on YouTube. Who knows how long for? We're on Rumble. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Whichever platform we're on, you need to follow us, okay? Let's stick together, and we're not going to let them grind us down. Somebody who has been fabulous on Twitter, strategic advisor to the Trump campaign, Steve Cortez. Follow him on Cortez Steve on Twitter. That's C-O-R-T-E-S, Cortez. You posted something about this outrageous, I mean, truly fascistic decision from Wall Street, from banks, to do with Donald Trump, not just the president and Donald Trump the campaign, but Donald Trump a private citizen. You spent more than two decades in Wall Street. Got to get your response to all of this. Twitter, the banks. What is right. Steve's take on what's happening in America today?
You know, Seth, first regarding the big banks, I am really proud to be part of the America First movement that has earned their scorn. We should wear the scorn of Wall Street as a badge of honor. And I say this as somebody who I spent 25 years on Wall Street trading desks. I had a fantastic career. It was exciting. It was at times lucrative, a wonderful career on Wall Street. And I will also tell you, though, as a Wall Streeter, okay, that for this movement, because I'm now full time politics and media for this movement, good riddance to Wall Street. It will make the Republican Party immeasurably better and more pure if we do not have to rely on Wall Street for finance.
So my producer Jeff, when he heard the news, said exactly the same thing. This is the best thing that could happen right. to the GOP if Wall Street stops bankrolling it. Explain the logic of your thoughts, Steve.
Sure. Well, what I mean by this is we don't want to have to be reliant upon the purse strings of corporatist globalists. And that is the very definition of Wall Street. Let me be really specific, particularly as it relates to China. No one has benefited more from U.S. economic submission to China than Wall Street. So while it is terrible for American workers, particularly in the heartland of America, it has very much benefited international financiers, people who work in the city in London, who work in Wall Street in New York, who work in investment banks all over the world. The prospect of our...
Oh, we lost you there. Steve, are you there?
Freeze.
No, we got you. Keep going. The prospect of Wall Street pulling out of backing the Republicans, what about that?
Right. I believe is actually going to ultimately be a benefit to the Republicans. It is going to force the Republican Party to go and raise money from regular Americans, from mom and pop, from Main Street, from small business. We should be the party of small business, of entrepreneurs, of regular citizens, cops and waitresses and welders. We should not be the party of Wall Street. And too often, I think that some really shameful Republicans, people like, I'll name names, people like Paul Ryan, they have taken their marching orders from Wall Street, at least in part because that's where they've taken their financial support. So I, for one, actually welcome if a consequence of the actions in the Capitol over this last week, if a consequence is that Wall Street will no longer back the Republicans, I say bring it on. That is going to ultimately be a good thing for the party.
A silver lining that could be a very, very big silver lining. We're talking to Steve Cortez, strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Follow him right now, Cortez with an S, Cortez Steve on Twitter. Let's talk about you are a man from the private sector who's involved in politics. Can't conservatives take... I'm not a businessman, okay? I'm guying in front of a microphone. But I look at what Twitter has done in the last few days. I look at the results of the last election, and I see an absolutely gargantuan business opportunity. The idea that we've got 88 million people following the president, 74 million who voted for him, they're being shot down by the social media oligarchs of Silicon Valley. Right. Well, come on, guys. Where's the conservative businessman, the conservative tech head who comes up and creates a world, a platform for those people? Am I being crazy, Steve? Is this not a huge free market opportunity?
Well, yes. No, you're not crazy. It is an opportunity, but I'll say this. Here's why it's going to be very difficult and why it hasn't happened already is that, you know, you can't do this in a vacuum, meaning you can't do it in isolation. We see this with Parler, right? In other words, Parler needs partners. It needs vendors. It needs a web of support to effectively reach tens of millions of Americans, right? And we've seen in the case of Parler, specifically through no fault of its own, it has lost its cloud infrastructure. It's lost its law firm. We see the president's campaign has lost its credit card processing firm. You know, so again, Is there an opportunity? Absolutely. And is somebody eventually going to figure it out? Yes, I believe so. There's a lot of rumblings about Elon Musk, by the way.
Yes.
And that he's going to use blockchain. Now, I'm not tech savvy enough to tell you, Seb, what is going to ultimately work. But Elon Musk is tech savvy enough. And I think he sees opportunity. And I hope and pray that something works. But I will tell you, in this part, I do realize as a businessman, it's not easy because, again, you must rely on a web of partnerships. And unfortunately, right now in corporate America, there is unanimity. There's a collusive oligarchy that says silence the America First movement.
Collusive oligarchy. Okay, write that one down, team. That's a great one. He used pugnacious in the last segment. A man with a thesaurus for a mind. This, guys, again, I'm going to do it one more time. You listen to him. He's right. Steve's right. But again, we create the ecosystem. What happens if you become the conservative lawyer? What happens if you become the conservative cloud computing provider? Create the ecosystem and build it. I think it was in a movie, wasn't it? Build it and they will come. That's my answer. We shall see. It's up to us. Follow this man, Steve Cortez, on Twitter. Cortez Steve. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you're suffering with pain, if you found relief nowhere else, you must try Relief Factor, that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including me and also Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow, that could be you. Find out how. It's so simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than $1 a day. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
I've been thinking about this a lot. And again, proviso, caution, caveat emptor. I'm not a businessman. I have so little interest in, you know, spreadsheets and EBITDA. What a strange word. Just look it up. But I love strategy. And I see opportunity. And I see a massive, just huge potential market. Yeah, they're going to do it. They're going to do it right now. If you need a lawyer, if you need an accountant, if you need a bank, they're going to target those institutions to not provide you your services for political reasons. So what does that mean? Eventually, there will be millions of people looking for that provision from a new organization and a new legal entity. So what happens if you actually are brave enough to say, you know what, I'm a patriot and I believe in conservative values and that's what my law firm believes in. That's what my community bank believes in. Really? What? Community banks are liberal? Are socialist? Are you kidding me? All it takes is courage. I know some very great Americans who are in the tech sector, not crazies. I mean, look at Musk. Musk has spoken. He's told the world what he thinks about Twitter's actions in the last few days. We don't even need somebody of that incredible capacity, brain power, and financial resources. But imagine if right now we take this is the wake-up call, this is the Sputnik moment to create that ecosystem where we don't differentiate, we don't not provide you service because you're a Democrat, because that's insane. But if you're a Republican, if you're the president, if you're a former Trump appointee, if you are creating the new parlor, the new YouTube,
We are your partners. It just makes sense. It's how economies work. If there is a demand for something, the natural response is for the supply to be met, to meet that demand. So, if you're listening, I know we have millions of listeners, and we just broke 28 million views on YouTube. If you're in one of those sectors, if you want to differentiate yourself, you want to corner a market, think about becoming that conservative, patriotic web server provider, financial advisor, lawyer, whatever it is. You're going to have a lot of customers. Let's do it together. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Watch your six. Keep your head on a swivel. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. Especially now. Stay frosty.